Tanya Averitt.
And I'm Holly Clark, host of the Infuse Classroom Podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Be sure to check out all of our other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 149 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the TCEA conference, still here in Austin, Texas. Lots and lots of educators here sharing ideas and checking things out. And I wanted to tell you about a sort of like a new social media that's being created specifically for teachers. I know a lot of us sort of live on Twitter and Pinterest and all these other ones, but this is something that's being done just specifically for teachers with a little bit of a twist on what we see in a lot of social media right now. So I've got Michael Crawford with me. He's with EdSpace. That's the name of this social media that's coming out. So Michael, can you give everyone just sort of a brief introduction about what EdSpace is?
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt, for having me. So EdSpace is a social learning network for the world of education. Teachers right now are going through all kinds of things, frustrated and disengaged, and there's not a lot of great places for them to go to find the people and ideas and support and inspiration that they need to do a really challenging and important job. And so EdSpace is that place. It is a mobile app. It is web-based. It's kind of like a cross between Slack and Twitter and Snapchat in that there are channels dedicated to the topics and conversations that teachers want to have. There are channels dedicated to the books, blogs, podcasts, and keynotes that people in education love. And it's kind of like Snapchat in that it is, unlike other platforms that are text-based, EdSpace is video-based. So short video clips shot from your phone or your computer, less than 3 minutes long, that delete 72 hours after their last interaction, because teachers don't have time to be sifting through video posts from 5 years ago and 3 years ago and 2 years ago. Instead, everything on EdSpace is brand new, or everything on EdSpace is relevant and that people are engaging with it. So we launch officially next week, and we are really excited to be able to learn with and from teachers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I really like about this is that it really is sort of a space just for educators. It's a free platform, so it's, you know, free to join. Michael hasn't twisted my arm or, you know, anything to make me do this. He was just telling me about it, and I thought, man, I really want to let people know about this, because, like, I found that with Twitter, it's easy to get started on it, but it's hard to understand Twitter sometimes. And, you know, with Pinterest, it's like there's lots of ideas out there, but not a whole lot of community. And, you know, by being able to pull in all of these channels and talk about, you know, a subject that you're interested in, or talk about a podcast episode that you just heard or something, I think that's really cool. Michael was also showing me that there's a space dedicated just for, like, your school and your school district. So if you want to have some of those conversations just with people in your building or just with people in your district, then that's available too. And the whole video aspect is going to be kind of different, I think, for a lot of us. I think a lot of educators, you know, we do the Facebook thing, we do the Twitter thing, we definitely do the Pinterest thing. We're probably not the target demographic for Snapchat yet, at least, you know, until that demographic grows a little bit. So maybe you could tell us, Michael, just a little bit about why you guys are kind of all in on video for something like this.
Absolutely. So we know, or psychology, science tells us that upwards of 90% of communication is nonverbal. And so when the existing tools that are out there are predominantly text-based, so think your LMSs, you know, even things like Twitter and Facebook, you can have videos, you can have images, but they're predominantly text-based, it means that so much of the communication is lost. It is much more challenging to forge relationships and to get to know somebody when you can't see their face or hear their voice. And so we wanted to create the kind of environment that allows for teachers to be able to say, you know what, I love that book that Matt Miller just put out. I want to hear about it from him, not by reading the summary on Amazon, but because I can see his face, I can see, hear his passion, I can hear his voice, and I can talk to other people face to face in the same kind of way. So, you know, with phones now that shoot video as good as professional video cameras,
right,
you know, it's easy to just pull the phone out. You're at a conference or you're walking, you know, from your car to the office or to your school, and you have a quick thought, you can jump on EdSpace, find the channel that makes the most sense, record yourself for 10 seconds asking a good question or maybe reflecting on the workshop that you just walked out of, and it's done. And so people hear you, they see you, and it allows for the kind of connection that you know existing social media doesn't.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.